MILF to Bimbo 8 Pack, Book 17-24. Breeding Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, Bimbo Erotica Collection. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. Business MILF Gets Ganged, MILF to Bimbo 17. Jennifer Campos is a woman in a man's world, and brokering deals and securing partners is all part of her day-to-day business, as she vies to be taken seriously. Uncompromising, the strictly professional Jennifer drove a hard bargain and was well known in the industry as a woman who doesn't take any shit. Jennifer often took the path of least resistance where possible and would do anything to get her company, the clients she felt they deserved, anything. Her close friend's son, Jorge, worked in the same industry and drove a hard bargain too. His instincts were the same, and he fought equally hard to ensure he got the best terms on the contracts he drew up. That day was a meeting of minds, with Jennifer heading into the city to go head-to-head with Jorge and the team behind him. Jennifer liked to work alone, though, and would find extra satisfaction in having the team of no-doubt men bend to her will. Jennifer was running late. She slinked along the busy morning streets with her coffee in hand. That part was non-negotiable. Jennifer couldn't handle a work day without caffeine, and today was no different. She looked at her gold watch and saw the hand tick towards her 10 o'clock meeting. Everything seemed to go faster when she was late. Meeting in the city was something Jennifer despised, and as she meandered through the crowds, she remembered how she'd arrived at that conclusion. Oblivious city workers talked loudly into their phones and commanded their space on the sidewalk. Jennifer had always felt ill at ease amongst them. She wanted desperately to be part of that corporate world, but cared little for the dick-swinging inhabitants that so often frequented it. Most didn't move aside, causing Jennifer to put in an ungodly amount of footwork as she tap-danced briskly to her fast-approaching meeting. The hard sidewalk pavestones weren't kind to the heel of Jennifer's shoes, and the pressure she applied with each pivot could only be supported for so long. The hairline heel fracture that was imperceptible when she'd donned the shoes that morning was now widening. One more twist of the toes was all it took for the heel to shear off and leave Jennifer wobbling towards a tall suited man on his mobile phone. Jennifer dived to avoid him and landed face first on the sidewalk. Crushing the cup of coffee beneath her, she felt the wet heat bleed into her suit and shirt and scrambled up off the pavement. The man she'd avoided was already several meters further along, having barely tilted his head when Jennifer had sprawled before him. In fact, no one paid Jennifer much attention at all as she picked herself up from the cool pavestones and pulled the front of her shirt forward to break its contact with her chest. Jennifer wanted to cry, but that was unbecoming. She didn't know what she was going to do, but it wasn't going to be that. Suddenly a hand, delicate and with purple-painted nails, arrived in front of her. Jennifer relaxed her clenched jaw and looked up at the beautiful, mature, pale woman before her, who wore a loose, billowing black and maroon dress. "Come," she said simply. Jennifer found the stranger intoxicating. She felt so out of place, and yet no one else on the street seemed to look at her. "Let's get you something new," the mystery woman said. "I don't have time for that," said Jennifer, but she didn't attempt to pull herself away. "You do," the woman said simply. Jennifer went with her, like a leaf floating on the current of a river, as her saviour led her down a side alley and through a door in the side of a big brick building, 20 meters from the street. "Where are you taking me?" asked Jennifer. "You need something new for your meeting," the woman said. "You can't knock anyone dead like that." "How did you—" "Shoes," said the woman, and she presented a shop full of clothes to Jennifer, lit from above by a soft orange light. Fabrics hung everywhere, spilling over and out into the room as though the shop was a Middle Eastern bazaar. "Or can I choose for you?" offered the woman, her palms clasped together in front of her. Jennifer's look of confusion was palpable. She felt the front of her wet shirt stick to her chest again and pulled it forwards. "Okay," the shopkeeper said. "I will choose. I know exactly what you need." Jennifer noticed now that the clothes that adorned the wall weren't just regular dresses and shirts. As the seamstress shuffled through the racks, Jennifer noted
Sample complete. Ready to continue?